I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome, evolutionaries, to this week's episode. Today, I would like to offer a metaphor, another metaphor for us to use as we think about what's happening in these times so that we can have a greater sense of awareness of how to be present right now. And before I get into the metaphor itself, I just want to say that when I was in college, one of the electives that I took was in astronomy, because I've always been fascinated by astronomy and cosmology, and I'm not a scientist, clearly, but I do have an interest in these things. And one of the things that has always intrigued me is supernovas and how a star, when it has essentially spent all of its nuclear fuel, if it's a big enough star, it will explode as a supernova and send out massive amounts of energy and light across the galaxy. And the way I see what's happening right now in our world is that the ego consciousness is going supernova. That consciousness has spent its energy. It has spent its nuclear fuel. It doesn't have anything else to offer. And at some level of our being, we understand that. We understand that this consciousness has taken us as far as it can. And that if there is going to be a future for us on this planet, it's going to be with a different kind of consciousness. And so this egoic consciousness, like a star, has spent all of the fuel, all of the energy that it has. And when that happens, it doesn't just vanish, it explodes in this fiery display, like this last gasp of energy. And that is what I see happening right now. This idea of separateness is exploding, is going supernova in all of these ways. You know, the rise of neo-Nazism and racism and environmental destruction and xenophobia and on and on and on. It's sort of like if you've ever been to a big 4th of July fireworks display, you know how, you know, the display goes on and on for a while, and then you always know when it's the end of the show. You always know, because there's this finale. I live in Philadelphia, and I live very close to the art museum where they have a magnificent fireworks display. Think of it, you know, Philadelphia on the 4th of July. And you always know when the show is coming to an end, because they send up just firework after firework after firework, and these things are shooting up and exploding, like inside, you know, one will go up and explode, these showering sparks, and the next one will explode before it's even dissipated, and just boom, 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 all in the end. I imagine you have seen that. You always know when it's the finale. And what we are witnessing right now is the ego going supernova. It's like this final display of, you know, patriarchy and egotism. It's like this last gasp, because there's nothing left in it. There's nothing left for us in it. There is no more fuel. And we know that. Something in us, something in our collective psyche knows that. We know this era is over. We know it because we look around and we see that it has to be over. That the the ecosystem that we rely on, that we are part of, is in peril. That our ways of exploiting one another and exploiting the earth and the lethal weapons that we have developed, that consciousness of separateness and of having enemies, it has taken us to this point, and something in us knows that we have to let it go. Something in us knows that there is no future in that. And so there is, in this historic moment, I hope you appreciate what an incredible time this is to be alive. We are at this historic moment when we are making this shift from one consciousness to another consciousness. It is extraordinary. And yes, as any fundamental and tectonic change like this, these things always bring about a level of fear, because we are in this time in which things, we are entering the unknown. We don't know what's ahead, but we do know that something is collapsing. We do know that something is burning itself out. We do know that much. Now, the supernova, that word super and nova, the word nova actually means new. And it comes from an early astronomer who witnessed what he thought was a new star. And he was using the Latin term for new, which is nova. And so there, even in this moment of extinction and death of one way of being, of one consciousness, this star that has spent its fuel, dying in this explosive energy, there is also the new that is in the midst of it. This new thing that comes forth from that phenomenon. And in fact, your body, my body, all of our bodies are made from carbon that was forged in stars that were going supernova. Just think about that. Our bodies are the expression of stars that were spewing out the last of their life out into the galaxy, into the universe. And so there is this simultaneous dying and birthing that is happening. And I think if we understand that and can really remain in the awareness of that, we can be present in these times in a different way, in a sort of a way that will help dissipate the collective fear. Because the way that we manage our fear is one of the primary factors of how this transition will go for us, and whether it will go smoothly or whether it will be even more turbulent than it needs to be. One of the things is how we manage our fear. And so if we can understand what is happening in a more sophisticated way, in a more evolutionary way, then we can be present in these times as a stabilizing force in the midst of all of this tumult. And so I leave that with you. I leave that metaphor with you, that metaphor of the ego consciousness going supernova, because it has spent all of its fuel. It has no more energy to give. And it is in the last throes of its existence. And that opens up the way for a new thing to come forth. And before I sign off, I just once again want to bring your attention to my book that has recently been released, my memoir, Beyond Jesus, My Spiritual Odyssey, in which I take a look at, well, I share my own very, very personal experiences of being involved in nonviolent action and also the spiritual awakenings that helped me see reality and what is happening on this planet in a very different way. And I hope that you will check that book out. And if it resonates with you, I hope that you will read it and join me in this great adventure of our collective awakening. And until next week, I bid you peace.